Are you living a life that feels good? Could it be better? Welcome to the Pursuit of You podcast. I'm Jocelyn Kate. What does it mean to be in the pursuit of you? Identifying and validating your own feelings, communicating them in healthy ways, and building a network of people who will love and respect you in all the ways you deserve so you can experience ultimate happiness through emotional connection. Welcome to episode 8, the self-worth drug and where to get an endless supply. Our self-worth is the basis of every relationship we enter. However we value ourselves and our feelings and our wants and needs is how we'll be represented within the relationship. So what is self-worth? It's the level of worthiness that we assign to our needs and feelings. A good way to observe yourself assigning worth to your feelings is to categorize your feelings to communications interactions. So for example, if you're upset that your partner left their wet towel on the bathroom floor again, you're going to make a decision on whether or not you want to communicate your frustration. After you've made the decision, ask yourself if you've treated your feelings as worthy of attention or not. In order to identify how often you assign worth to your feelings and needs, try to avoid explanations and justifications. Just categorize the decisions about communicating your thoughts and feelings into two columns, worthy or not. Are they worthy of mentioning? Are they worthy of attention or exploring? Or are they not? If we're not keeping track of how often we do or don't assign worth to our thoughts and feelings and needs, then we can forget who's actually in charge of assigning worth to us and to what we need. We can become lost in not answering our own question about whether we're worthy or not. We look to others to value our needs and feelings. We look for confirmation outside. And if we run into too many people who are unable to reflect back to us the level of worth we know we're due, we begin to question our value. We question whether we're actually due the value we think we are. We begin to assign less worth to the things that are fundamentally us, to the things that fundamentally matter to us, being listened to and validated and respected. Confirmation of our worthiness can come from two places, ourselves or from someone else. And if our worthiness were a drug, giving control of the supply to others would mean asking for what we need. Other people would have the ability to let us feel good or to make us feel bad. For every hit, we'd need permission. Losing a supplier would mean losing confirmation of our worth. Allowing our self-worth to come from outside of ourselves puts us on a perpetual roller coaster. We're the only person who can stabilize our own worth through the various stages of relationships. Every relationship has periods of ups and downs depending on the capacity of each person to learn from and grow through each challenge or experience. Being in healthy relationships requires balance, and a relationship can't be considered supportive if there isn't a balance in considering each person's needs. Considering others' needs naturally leads to compromise and sometimes self-sacrifice. Each person in a relationship at one point will be prioritized, and at another point will need to make sacrifices. If we know that assigning our worth and stabilizing our value is dependent on ourselves and is also independent of what other people confirm, how do we assign our own worth in a healthy way without being selfish or self-centered? Navigating these dynamics requires self-awareness, as well as the ability to identify self-awareness in others. Knowing the depths and the root of our own feelings helps us communicate their level of importance or priority to other people so that we can represent what we expect for a level of consideration of our feelings and needs. Self-awareness also helps us internally prioritize the things that matter most to us so we can focus our communication on our needs. Improving self-awareness naturally improves self-worth, and we can improve our self-awareness by getting to know our feelings and needs, by giving time and attention to our feelings and needs without judgment, which can be done by practicing mindfulness, trying to be aware of and actively identifying our feelings. It can be done through journaling and exploring our thoughts and the things that we focus on. And it can be done through reflective conversations with people from our care communities. When we have healthy relationships, we should be able to rely on the people in our care communities to give us helpful perspectives. And the more we get to know ourselves objectively, or in ways that are balanced, the more confidence we develop in communicating who we are to other people. Strengthening our internal conversations around the way we treat our reactions and feelings allows us to strengthen our external conversations. When we take a strong position for our own needs, we assign them worth. We also disconnect our worth from the responses of other people. Before we accept another person's feedback or opinion on our worthiness, we must know two things. One, is their opinion or feedback meant to ultimately improve our relationship in a way that considers everyone's feelings? And two, are they qualified to provide this feedback? Being qualified means they're a professional you've consented to seeing, or they're a member of your care community whose opinion you've welcomed. Anything else would be considered coming from a non-qualified source and could be discarded. Once we place ourselves in the position of deciding on the qualifications of opinion givers, we're taking control over who gets to determine the worthiness of our feelings and needs. We take responsibility for the judgments we allow in our lives, and then work specifically to focus on consented qualified judgments and discard the unqualified ones. This act of judging and sorting the feedback we receive from people makes us the ultimate deciders of our own worth. Our supply couldn't come from someone else because logically there's nobody else in position to identify our feelings, assign them priority, and then evaluate the people who can respond. We're the only people truly capable of deciding how much we matter. We can make ourselves matter a lot, or we can make ourselves matter a little. It all depends on our internal conversations, our mindfulness, and our self-awareness. Feeling well represented within all of our relationships is what leads to healthy and fulfilling connections. It's what lets people see the real us and love the real us. To be accepted feels good, but to be truly loved and supported and validated by people who are able to see the real you is a warmer and deeper kind of love. It takes work to get to know and love ourselves deeply and warmly, and it takes work to vet the people for our care communities. Some of them already exist, and some of them are out there waiting to love us. But how can we navigate the relationships that already exist in our lives? How can we start digging deeper into our own feelings and our own needs, and then altering the expectations around participation in the relationships we're already a part of? We'll talk about that in the next episode. What's your ideal outcome? Plan your path to happy.